What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
All right, today's Thursday Therapy. We've got Yasna Burza on. She's an internationally recognized certified life coach, spiritual advisor to CEOs, entrepreneurs, dreamers. She lived in a refuge camp during the war in Bosnia. She's got a book out now called Healer in Heels. You are the one you have been waiting for. Simple practices to transform your life. Also transforming your home into an oasis for your mental health. So let's get her on and start healing.
Hello.
Yasna, we are so excited to have you on Wind Down. I'm Jana. I'm my baby. I was got Jana. This is Kristen. And I was reading your breakdown and I'm just like, man, like you were in a refuge camp during the war in Bosnia. And I don't want to butcher the,
Bosnia Herzegovina. Yep.
Herzegovina. I mean, and now you've just transformed your life and you've got books out, you've got Healer in Heels. You're also doing which I want to talk to you about too. You're transforming your home into an oasis for your mental health. Cause I just moved into a house. So I've got questions about everything, but can we just back up to Bosnia for a minute? Cause I would just love to know just about your upbringing and who Yasna is.
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually quite the topic right now because of everything happening in the Middle East. And it's been quite triggering because every time I see the images of shelling, the grenades, the snipers, it is exactly what I remember growing up. So I was 8 when war started in former Yugoslavia. It was a combination of 6 different countries. And why do we fight, right? It's so complex. Just like now in the Middle East, my kids keep asking me, Mama, why can't they just live together? And that is the really big question throughout millennia. Why do we fight? And I ended up in a refugee camp at the age of 8, alone for a month until I was reunited with my mom, while my father was taken to a concentration camp. So it's even now when I'm talking to you, it's hard to believe this happened in my lifetime, in our lifetime. It's not like hundreds of years ago, and it's still happening today. So the war lasted four and a half years in Bosnia, and it destroyed our lives. It definitely destroyed the health and well-being of my father after he came back from the concentration camp. He was never the same. And I accumulated a lot of trauma, a lot of heartache. But I also really believe, and here's the kicker, and here's the reason why I'm so excited to be talking to you, because I know about the next chapter and I know about so much emphasis that you place on this idea that we can heal no matter what. It was precisely somehow placed in my life because that I could break down everything that needs to be broken down inside of me, parts of my ego, and to learn how to heal so that I could be the change that I want to see in the world.
Yeah. And I'm so sorry with everything going. How can I ask how old you are?
Sure, 42. Just turned 42, yeah.
Oh, well, happy
birthday,
Mama. I'm
right behind you, sis.
You know, I'm German and Croatian. So my grandma, I remember she'd come to our classroom. She wrote this big thing, and I think it was this in middle school. And she talked about how she was in the war and the bombing, because it was Yugoslavia at that time, and she was born in Zagreb. And, you know, it's wild that, you know, we have that generation. And then, you know, our generation now, as you were as a child in, you know, the refuge camp. And then now again, yes, everything in the news, it's just, I can't even like, it's hard to even go, obviously I know it's real, but it's so hard to just fathom that any of that's going on now.
And that's like, even when you're saying eight, so Jan and I have girls that are 3 months or 3 weeks apart, and they're about to be 8 years old. And I, like, as you're saying it, was like holding back tears, because how does an 8 year old go for a full month? No mom, no dad. I mean, and turn out to be as like beautiful and introspective as you are. It's just honestly, like, I lost words. I'm like, 8 years old. That is, and you don't get to know where anybody is, right? I mean, you're put in this position where, and you're all alone. Like, family wise.
Yeah.
Right? There's no one else from your
family. No one else. I was
in Memphis. Can you imagine Love and Jolie feeling that? Like, oh, and all these kids now. I can't. That's a piece that breaks my heart, is the kids. Like,
I have a 9 year old. So the thought of him right now being without me for a month, sleeping on the floor and wondering where his mom is, breaks my heart. The thought of him literally hunting for food and clean water, the thought of him not being warm. So being cold is my trigger. We were always so cold, right? So it's all three of us right now are sitting in this, like, I can't possibly imagine it. And as we're sitting in this conversation, our comfy offices and chairs, there's people and children in the Middle East experiencing this very same thing. So I think it's madness. And it's the reason why I wrote the book. It is this idea of, we keep delegating our power to others. The government is going to fix it. The influencers are going to somehow make it all better. What about us and the energy and the how we are contributing to the chaos of the world? We are the ones that ultimately we have been waiting for, and that mystics and people like Rumi and Hafiz have been talking about for millennia. And quantum physics now explains that we literally are changing the fabric of our society with our emotions and our thoughts. And I felt this deep desire and need in the post-pandemic world to write a manual for how do we navigate a way out of this? Because I really do believe that it starts with us. And even though we feel helpless right now and my heart breaks, I've cried more in the last 3 weeks than I have in the last 3 years. How do we get through this? And how do we make...
And that's the piece. Sorry to interject, because I really want to talk about the ways that you talk about those in Healer and Heals. But when it comes to the war that's going on now, because it's hard sitting here, like you said, in our beautiful, well-conditioned rooms, and, you know, we're safe, we have food. What can we do? That's the thing. Because sometimes I'm like, I could post the things on Instagram, but then it just keeps happening. I'm one person, and I'm like, so what can we do that would make a difference?
I'm not a fan of posting and sharing information that we don't even know is true right now. I think that's part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Good-natured people are sharing things that they feel like they want to do something, so they share what their influencer, someone they follow, has shared without even knowing if they're doing harm. So I think the best way to do, the best things to do right now for all of us is tune out the noise. And that's difficult because science is very conclusive. Dr. John Diamond, he's the father of kinesiology. He talked about this idea of, when we even look at something very negative and very, very harmful to us, all of our muscles in our body go weak. So how do I help my 9-year-old and 10-year-old when I'm a complete mess? And I talk about this in the book. If I were to pay attention to everything bad that happens in the world and really take it in, because somehow I want to, that's how I feel I'm helping, I will be curled up on the floor by mid-morning, unable to help anyone. So this is not to be insensitive. It just means that in this very big geopolitical conflict, there's nothing that we can do right now directly. I give money, I do aid, I pray for people. But I think what we can do is pay attention to the discordance and the negative energy that we have in our own lives. We keep blaming others and saying, well, terrorists are doing that, and these are the people that are at fault. But we are not, you know, paying attention to the judgments that we place upon others. Oh, she's so and so, or he's such a jerk, or all of these really quick reactions that we have, I think are just as poisonous. And there's something in the world that's called the Higgs field, and it was discovered in 2012 in Zurn, Switzerland. It's how we really discovered this Higgs boson, which is the smallest particle in the world. And it's so bizarre in its behavior that we have no other word for it than God's particle. It's insane. And this field connects everyone, all of us, across the board. And we now have the quantum physics and beautiful researchers that prove that is so. So when we think about that, it means that every single thought and the word we utter contributes to the overwhelm, anxiety, or the chaos of the world. So tune out the noise. See if you can fortify yourself, your household. When you are when we are in our household with our little ones, you know, playing room with my son on the floor, or singing songs, or making great meal, I feel that that's how I'm cleaning my energy and then putting that light into the world. And I think both of you sitting there, you're doing it just by having this conversation, by week in and out, putting out content that I think heals people.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
What do you think your, first of all, selfishly, that makes me feel a little better. Because I was like, I have to, like, with everything going on, with the baby coming I started to feel, at the time I was like, man, I feel bad for just blocking the noise, but it was just so loud that I just, it was causing anxiety.
Well, I did after those, after one of the school shootings, I interviewed one of my therapist friends and we talked about exactly this. I like, what do we do? Right? Because it's helpless, but I do think so many things you're saying are literally like pouring into my DNA today. Like I couldn't be any more in alignment with everything you're saying. And it's validating in so many ways, but she essentially said like, we forget to just start where we're at and we're expending all this energy, but it's the same thing. She said that the best thing you can do is to regulate your own nervous system in this moment. So take a walk, cook a meal, hug your kids, because when we're all just chaotically bumping into each other and sharing the misinformation, I mean, I will admittedly say I was a pray for Israel when biblically it says we're supposed to pray for Israel. So I was like, well, I pray for Israel. Right. And I had followers write to me like, okay, this is what's happening. And I kept, and we had the most beautiful dialogue, but it was honest dialogue because I was not afraid to say, I don't know, but I can't also get accurate information because there's an agenda woven between everything that is going to frame something to be one way or the other. And truth over volume has always been my motto.
Oh, that's so a good one. That's a quotable.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we can all write a book on it someday. You know what I mean? But it's just, but like the truth over volume is so hard to find for us right now because our worlds are so inundated by the influencers. I mean, we're friends with these people. I pseudo semi like, you know, will say that I kind of am one, but it is hard to really find what is truth and to help then like, I just think we have a bunch of unqualified people saying a bunch of things that aren't true.
Amen.
And we're just all, we're spinning into each other.
Amen. And I think,
and it does feel helpless. So when you say like, start with you, I'm like, thank you for giving us a start. Like nobody even knows what is point A.
And
you
to start with you, Jasmine, what would you say is the first step on someone's healing journey? Like what is, when they're like, I'm done with this, I want to start the healing process. Like, what is that first? Is it recognizing that? Or what would you say, like, to be that first step into this, the journey of healing?
Well, it's always understanding that that something is off. And I think we know that it is. I have to admit that I have a problem or that something is not right. And I was reminded by that throughout your journey in the book. And you write about that so beautifully. So many times I felt like, oh my gosh, she's literally telling my story. And it's in that awareness that we first tune out the noise. And I did this, I remember the book was really for me, I started writing it a decade ago when I went through a series of miscarriages. I had 9, and I know that hits home for you too, Jaina. And that's the we're always going to go through something, no matter who you are and what you do in this world, you're going to experience some kind of a hardship. So even back then, what I did was say something has to change because this keeps showing up for me, meaning either I change or I change the environment. So I tuned out the noise. I said no to every happy hour. I said no to all of the events. I literally cocooned myself in my house and I focused on me. And that's what I needed at the time. But even now, right now, I think that the healing journey is so individual. And we have all of these gurus telling us this is the exact prescription for how you heal, how you do X, Y, and Z. And there is no such a thing because we're so all so unique, so beautiful, so divinely manufactured, orchestrated to be in this world. So it starts with saying, what do I first need right now? For some people is that they need people. They need to reach out to others and not be alone. And for others, it's exactly the opposite. So it's being radically honest with saying, what is it that I really truly need to heal? What I know for sure is that it is difficult to heal today in this very noisy world where there's incessant chatter simply because there's so much incoming. And it's very difficult to ask ourselves these questions when there's barrage of noise coming at us and demands of life every single day. So how do I make my world extremely small for just a few weeks so I can actually ask myself what I need and take the first step? And then I'm a really big fan of simplifying and reducing my life, saying no to everything that is absolutely unnecessary. An example of this for so many of my mamas who are doing the baking muffins in school when they haven't had any sleep the night before because they've been up with their newborn. That's not the time to be mom of the year. That's the time to get more sleep. So I think it's tuning out the noise and really focusing on simplifying our life so we can tune out the noise and hear the whispers of our own soul. When we do that, the answers do come.
Whispers of my own soul. That's another book.
There it is.
But that's so true.
It is true. I do I call it soaking prayer in my bathtub at night. And it's, I tell my husband, I'm like, cause he'll say like, oh, can I come in and talk to you? And I'm like, I wish you could, but I need to hear my own heartbeat for a minute. Like we're moms, right? So like that, even the people we've created, we love are noisy. So at some point it is about just like getting silent with yourself. And you also believe then, I think I read this, that you're a big advocate for your space also like resembling the amount of noise and kind of like, what is the reflecting? Words are really hard for me today, but reflecting kind of the noiseless way of life too.
I'll say this, even last night with the baby coming, my house is a mess. There is like this, I'm looking at this going, I still got to hang that. And then the nursery needs to be done, all the things. And I'm like, what I told my fiance was I need to have these areas put together before the baby comes because I'm starting to just feel chaos kind of in my soul. And I feel agitated and I don't want to have to deal with this when the baby comes. But we have two rooms that are done. So there's the master, which is kind of my oasis. So when I start to feel a little, oh God, there's so much to do, I just go sit in my room and it's very peaceful. So I'm so thankful to have that. But last night there was just crap everywhere on the island. And I'm the kind of person, I don't like sink. I don't like any stuff in the sink. That's just, I can't go to bed with stuff in the sink. It has to be in the dishwasher or running or whatever. And I just looked at it and you know, when it just feels like everything's being left for you to do, which I know, he's not.
I know nothing of that, Jana Kramer.
I know, but and I don't think they like, because he's
they don't mean
the
to.
Biggest helper ever. Like he's amazing around the house. But just in that moment, I just saw everything and I was just like, I'm a ticking time bomb. And we got like a week to get this like train rolling here. And so I think for you, Jasmine, like obviously you're in alignment with that too, that you need things put together in the house. Is that kind of what we're
simplified? Decluttered.
Yeah, but there's a brick of reasoning.
Tell us everything. I'm drinking everything you're saying with a straw. I'm like, tell me.
I love that.
You guru.
It has become such a big part of my life. I actually went for 3 years, I researched, had my spiritual teacher, and then I went really deep into quantum physics. And I'm like, wait a minute. These two branches are talking about exactly the same thing. Let me write about it in a way that's really understandable. So there's a science behind why we feel distraught when things are all over the place, the messy kitchen, the messy environment, everything in our space. Our spaces are not empty. They're fully alive. We think of space as empty, but it actually carries information. And that is this information, this vital information that can be molded and changed with our thoughts, with the things that are in our environment. So when we have a lot of clutter and things are all over the place, that creates something in physics called negentropy. And what that means is that every part of that clutter or things out of place creates disorder in our minds and carries that energy that then envelops us. So what I've learned in my research is that we can actually create holy spaces in our homes and mimic the energy that we feel, for example, in Westminster Abbey or a temple or a church. Every time we go into a holy space where there's reverence, it's actually not a miracle. It's physics. People go into that space every single day that's orderly, and they condition it with their good thoughts, wishes. And over time, that space imprints the energy of our own emotions and thoughts. It starts really first and foremost with the physical clutter, because that is the easiest way to fix our environment and change it. So I always tell everyone, if you're feeling all over the place, really, first and foremost, even for you, Jana, right now, I'm like, I can't even imagine or remember being in the last weeks and feeling like, oh my God, my whole life is going to change again. So you can just set this intention of, right? Yeah. You can just set an intention of, you know what? I'm going to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and I will handle this before baby arrives. And that intention molds not just your reality. We now know through observer effect in quantum physics that our thoughts change physical matter. And intention is a focused thought. So if you do that, you're molding your environment, you're making your future so, and then you're also changing the material composition of your space and making sure that your space reacts to you as well, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? Because I don't want to be too sciencey, but this is really important for us to know.
It makes so much sense. I love the idea. I was just, as you were saying, I'm like, what spaces in my house feel holy to me? Because there are certain rooms that are less than holy right now. My closet being one of them.
Playroom being another.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's funny because we didn't find out if we were having a boy or a girl. We had a little girl 5 months ago. And so there was the chaos of like, where does everything, you know, but I have to design and create, I call it habitats around the people and their energy. You know, like I need to know them first. And now her room is probably like the holiest place in my house to me. Like I go in and I'm like, ah, but it's so like almost soaked in gratitude or something that I feel it when I walk in. And now I'm like, well, I just have work to do in every other room of the house, because it doesn't matter how cute it is. There's just a lot of, I do feel that like cluttering, just crap. We've been in our house for 7 years. And all of a sudden you're like, how did all this stuff get here? We chose it. But I don't like that it's
here. Yeah, it's so easy. We live in a world where I feel like things are just coming out and they're not, you know, coming in and they're not coming out. But see what you did in the nursery, right? And that is so incredibly important for new moms, because, you know, I'm looking at you, Jane. I'm like, you're going to be so tired in a few weeks. And I always felt like whenever I was feeding, it was a holy place, because it was a place that's going to embrace me. So we can actually change the energy of any space. Now, if we can, you know, I have a husband and I have two boys. So I'm not even going to attempt to claim the entire house, because it is impossible. There's just no way. But I can claim a dominion over one room, over one corner, where it can be a holy, reverent space that will uphold me. And here's why that's important. Every day we go into the world, and we can now measure our field, our energetic field. We can measure it up to 6 feet around us. And HeartMath Institute has done beautiful research around our heart, which is 5,000 more times more important, more impactful and bigger than that of the brain. So we're going around in our days, bumping into each other fields. A majority of those fields are discordant. They're anxious energies, too much, overwhelmed. Then when we come into our house, we need an oasis, a space that will go in, that will embrace it, embrace us, that will hug us, that will literally let our worries and cares of the world melt into that space, just like a mother's arms do that for a baby that's in distress. That is the importance of having our space. It's not just an abode in which we eat, breathe, sleep. It's so much more than that. And I think that by doing that, it's a radical way of changing the world. How? When I come, I cohere all systems within myself. I can come into my bath and I can bless the water, and I can really come into the space where I'm becoming more aligned with who I am. And then when I go the next day into the world of those bumping fields and discordant energies, I become the light in this world. So for me, that's my mission. How do I make this world a better place? And I always ask myself, how does it start with me? Where do I have to make the changes? And the home is one of those simple things that doesn't cost a thing. And we can do that.
Yeah, I love that.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. And in Healer and Heal Studio, you talk about, because I feel with, you know, life and kids and impending deliveries and anxious feelings, is there any good tips that you write in the book about how to calm that anxious mind? Because I definitely go to, and I'm trying to switch my thoughts because I know thoughts become. And so I'm, every day I wake up and I go, I'm going to be okay. Baby's going to be okay. Everyone's looking like, what's, everything's going to be okay. Cause in my mind, I'm like, it's not going to be okay. And oh my God, the doctor said this could happen and this could happen. And oh my God, I could code. And it's just all the things. So I'm like, what are some good tips to just breathe in peace?
Well, I'm going to go back to what we discussed earlier. The first is to tune out the noise as much as the outside noise that you can hear.
But it's my noise, though. That's the problem.
How do you tune out oneself?
How do you tune out your own noise? It's my own mind.
So if you've tuned out the world, that's wonderful. It really starts with always regulating our nervous system by just taking a deep breath and the breath in and out. And what that does is that we cannot hold peace and fear or peace and anxiousness at the same time in our soul, heart, and mind. It is impossible. Our brain doesn't work that way. So wherever we're placing our attention is what is going to grow. So all of us will wake up in the morning and say, oh my God, I have so much to do. How am I going to do it? This is impossible. There's no way. And this barrage of things. And just in a moment, you can just stop and immediately say, everything is going to be all right. And you say it in a slow and methodical way, because again, it's that intention. And remember that intention changes physical matter. It changes atoms. So this is not to be downplayed as saying that, well, I know the thoughts change, you know, my reality. We say it with such a little bit of a lack of reverence. I think that it's just repeating it to yourself. Everything is going to be all right. And so it is. And that would be the first, very first step. The second is to surround ourselves with some part of nature. Trees are incredibly powerful, or greenery, or plants, in completely downregulating our nervous system. And here's how. There's a practice that started in Japan called Shinrin Yoku, which translates to forest bathing, that started as an antidote to this really, really busy lives. And it now shows that it has actually been incredibly transformative for us, because it immediately, within 20 minutes of being among the trees, they produce something called phytoncides, which is a chemical that somehow plays with our chemical composition, and within 20 minutes regulates and lowers cortisol and adrenaline, and increases oxytocin, increases the cancer fighting proteins. It just makes us really, really, really good. These are the physical manifestations and things that we can actually measure in a lab. I draw my blood before and after I go into the forest, and boom, it's an immediate thing that soothes my physical body. But I think what it does, and this is a little bit more difficult to measure, it's subjective, but I believe it does something to us. Studies show now that trees actually talk to each other. Not in a way that we are talking, but they communicate one another, warning themselves when there's danger ahead, when there's any kind of danger, or they need more water, or they need to protect themselves from something coming. I also believe that the trees can feel that we're there. So it's another way where I feel enveloped. And that physical lowering of adrenaline and cortisol coincides with lowering, slowing down our thoughts, so we can take a bigger inhale and have a bigger exhale. And those are the kind of thing. And the third thing that I really, really, sometimes it's very difficult for me to meditate, where my mind is racing, prayer. And there's an entire chapter in the book about prayer and the science of prayer, of how important it is, regardless of your faith, or even if you are religious or not. You can say a prayer of goodness or well intention for someone else. And just by sitting in the space and saying, "Dear God, today I'm going to say a prayer for Jaina. May her days be so peaceful. May her preparation for the baby be so effortless, and may envelop her with light. May she come into the state where she's so fully prepared to welcome this beautiful, incredible miracle into the world. And may everything be just the way it is." So science says that when we do that, not only does it work, intercessory prayer has been shown to have incredible results. And that's because of that Higgs field. I change as a result. So when I pray for you, I feel so good, because I'm connecting to that field of potentiality of goodness. And then it changes my chemical composition. So just know that for the next few weeks, my prayers, morning prayers, you're going to be in them. So, and you're going to feel them.
Thank you. Well, I just thank you. And just, I'm so excited now to get your book, Healer in Heels, and appreciate everything you said. And I will say, Michigan, Jana, is why up north is my favorite place in the world. Mm-hmm. The water, the trees, all of it. It's just, I totally agree with you on the tree aspect. But Jasna, where can our listeners find you?
I spend most of my time on Instagram at jasna.borza, and I'm happy to answer any questions. And that's really it. I don't have anything.
Sorry, I Americanized your name with Jazz. I said Jazz.
Yeah. It's okay, Yana.
Yeah,
it's
I know. Okay. I was like, people call me Yana from over there. Yeah,
but yeah. It's quite all right.
Sorry, Jasna.
There's nothing that I sell. I don't have a product. There's nothing that
you got Healer in Heels, girl, and everyone needs to go get it right now.
The book, because it's incredibly healing. But I just really want to remind all of us that we are the ones that we have been waiting for, and that there comes a time for everyone in our lives where I'm just so reminded of Matthew Perry passing, despite all of the abundance material that we may accumulate in our lives, sometimes our demons are there to haunt us. So unless we attend to those, we can't really create the goodness in the world. So when we get to the point, we should try and tell ourselves, we have arrived. How may I be of service in this world? And that's how we change the world and be the light in this world. And I'm so thankful to you for this huge honor. I adore you to pieces. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Jivali, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
I want to hug you.
I know. Anytime you're in Nashville, let us know.
Please.
We love you, friend. Thank you so much. Everyone go get Healer in Heels by Yasna Birza. Thank
Pleasure.
You, friend.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where traditional medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.